looking for the thief that stole my heart from under me. Let it drift to sea.
Traffic control, it's me, Coach Class Row 13. I've got this sinking feeling, is everything alright? Stare at the wing and think, it's later than I think. Look at these passengers, if there's babies I survive. It's hard to be a passenger for me. You know I'm always looking down. I will compose.
forgot to say I love you every day. No, I've been keeping track in my quiet way. It's hard to fly.
Green Eyes from Flip Your Wig, a Grant Hart penned tune here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show. Before that, Jets to Brazil
with Air Traffic Control. Also played some Poster Children in there. He's My Star from the Junior Citizen album. Pittsburgh's own Gothies doing their take of the Fun Boy 3 classic. The Lunatics have taken over the Asylum, a song that I think should be played every single political year, no matter who you're voting for or not voting for. Because whoever wins, the Lunatics do take over the Asylum each and every time. Start the entire set with Jellyfish doing their version, or at least what they knew of their version of the Wings classic, Jet, to get us where we are now. About 13 minutes past your hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock, and I appreciate you tuning in and finding out what's going on, whether your radio's broken whether somehow your Google or Alexa or what do they call those, AIs, is stuck, and you're just like, I can't get this show off. Well, I appreciate that. Got more music planned for you. We're going to try to get to a mock in a couple hours. Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm just going to tell you, I'm leaning towards a Moon Martin mock. The music of Moon Martin. That's what I'm leaning towards right now. But before I get to that, up next, a band that featured Rich Gilbert, Judith Winter, or Winters, and a Slim Cessna. And at one point, they called themselves the number one country band in all of Rhode Island. I'm talking about the Blackstone Valley Sinners right here on WRCT.
My angel sang her sweet refrain, and in her song she cries like rain. She dried her eyes.
Hillbilly Reveille, the Germans had their own brand of mountain music, music Bavarian style.
Yeah. But it's still a ways away. Sits on the dock and looks into his son's eyes. He said, I need a reason why we don't all die. He said, I used to know, but I cannot remember now. And how I wish I could remember how. And he said, Daddy, I like the way the birds sing in the trees. And I like the wind when it blows on me. And I like those dogs the way they fight out in the yard. And I wish I could remember why. And he said, I've been waiting all my life. Seat of her car, and she often wondered why she went that far. And she used to know, but she cannot remember now. And she wished she could remember how. And he said, Mommy, I like the way the birds sing in the trees. And I like the wind when it blows on me. And I like these dogs the way they fight it in the yard. And I wish I could remember why. And he said, I've been waiting all my as he said, I need a reason why we don't all die. He said, I used to know, but I cannot remember now. And how I wished I could remember how. And he said, Daddy, I like the way the birds sing in the trees. And I like the wind when it blows on me. And I like those dogs the way they fight out in the yard. And I wish I could remember why. And he said, I've been waiting all my life for you to come along.
Wanda's all alright. Better keep your fingers crossed and hope we find him drowned. Wanda's gonna come and kill us all if he shows up in town. Went on the make. I heard it took the cleaning crew 2 weeks to clean the bar. They never found that teenage girl. They never found the car. Drag the lake, Charlie.
I'm almost out of Valium. Courage and self-respect.
Pittsburgh's own Deliberate Strangers from their Ghostland Next Exit album with a sad clown tattoo. Before the Strangers, as their friends called them, and God, I'd love to see a reunion show from those guys. But I digress on that. So before the Strangers, Drive-By Truckers from the Big To-Do with a Drag the Lake, Charlie. Truckers supposedly... If we can keep this Delta variant down and that Lambda one dead, the Truckers are, I think it's a Mr. Small show in the fall that they are slated. So I'm pretty excited about that. Before the Truckers, Gladys from Lexington, Kentucky. Actually, it was an offshoot. I played that Strangle Martin earlier. Gladys evolved out of Strangle Martin. A couple members of the band or the bass player started Gladys up, and that's where Gladys came from. Anyway, Cat Song. The name of the Gladys track I played. The old 97s from a little EP they put out called Mimeograph, doing their take of R.E.M.'s Driver 8. Also FSK in there. with the original Trap Family. Started the entire set, as I mentioned, with the Blackstone Valley Sinners from the It's a Sin album and Angel. I don't know, I played all that twangy stuff, and Lord, Lord, preserve us all, because Mando Richard has Whiskey Before Breakfast. You can tune into WRCT's folk and bluegrass show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, each and every Wednesday at 11 a.m. You'll hear a wide range of folk music, traditional, contemporary, fiddle tunes, songs galore. Be sure to catch WRCT's Whiskey Before Breakfast at 11 a.m. on Wednesdays and again at 9 a.m. on Thursdays. Also, don't forget that the Westmoreland Cleanways and Recycling, which is located just outside Pittsburgh in Greensburg, has received a grant to expand its facility to process any and all types of foam mark number 6. That's clean plates, bowls, clamshells, egg cartons, trays, block protective packaging. You know, that foam that you get when you buy, like, electronics or furniture? That stuff. The grant is actually made possible through the Foam Recycling Coalition. Bring foam to the drop-off center at 355 Pleasant Unity Mutual Road in Greensburg. For more information, 724-879-4020 is the phone number, or visit westmorelandcleanways.org. Hey, let's get back into some more music. What music do we have to get back into? Oh, I know what we got. I should know what we got. Something from Chuck Prophet. We're going back to the No Other Love album for What Makes the Monkey Dance. It's the Viva Lamach radio program here on WRCC.
What makes the monkey dance? 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 When the sun shines through my curtains and makes me feel certain everything is
WRCT strives to provide the Carnegie Mellon campus and the Pittsburgh area with new music that cannot be found anywhere else on the radio dial. WRCT also seeks to serve as a regular source of information about on- and off-campus events, news, and activities. WRCT seeks to provide members with a unique experience involving the technical and interpersonal aspects of running a radio station. If you would like to get in contact with WRCT Pittsburgh, our phone numbers here are 621-9728. Our business line is 621-0728. WRCT can also be found on the web at www.wrct.org. Thank you for listening.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Sure, when a husband was coming back. business on my car. And I told her, yeah, they told her, they think they know who you are. Will her husband, he's a violent man, a very violent and jealous man. Now I have to leave this town, I gotta leave while I still can. Should've kept it every Thursday in the afternoon. For a couple of beers in a game of pool. We should've kept it every Thursday in the afternoon. For a couple of beers in a game of pool. She was pretty good too.
Battalini, mini, money, moe, and flower, you're the chosen one. Feel your left hand's free, and your right's in grip. With another left hand, watch his right hand slip. Swartz is gone.
goes to sleep and thinks of things that could have made his day look green and yellow, red and gray, red and gray.
Hailing from Boston, Massachusetts, that's the Neats from the Monkey's Head in the Corner of the Room EP, which, believe it or not, came out back in 1982. Red and Gray, the name of the track. The Neats actually featured a young Phil Caruso, a Pittsburgh native, on guitar, and always enjoy when I can throw some Neats into my set list for you. Also some Alt-J in there with Left Hand Free, because you know what? Today's National Lefty Day, so I thought I'd throw in a left-handed song for you, since I'm not smart enough to do a left-handed mock. I think we're doing a Moon Martin mock. We might do multiple mocks tonight. Why not? Morphine by request. Tom was like, Mockster, when you stop doing these flashback shows, could you throw a Morphine song in there? And I want to hear Thursday. And I was like, of course, Tom, I can do that. And I'll tell you a little secret. I'm throwing in a flashback show. But I'm not. I know. It's weird. But I'm here for you. Hey, the Old Haunts gave us Sunshine, Normal, Black Keys in that set with Remember When, and start off the entire set. Speaking of monkeys, instead of a monkey head in the corner, What Makes the Monkey Dance from Chuck Prophet started off that entire set. Hey, don't forget, with this Delta variant, and I told you about this, putting distance between yourself and others is really critical to slowing that spread of coronavirus. Also, getting the jab, getting the vaccine is also, it does help out. I'm going to tell you that. But just be safe. Just be safe. But you can send texts. You can call people. You can do video conferencing. You can have distance. We're trying to get through this. We are all hashtag alone together. This message was partially brought to you by the Ad Council, and the other part was by me, the Mockster. Now, if I have my act together, which I think I do, we're going to do a radio calendar and a music calendar and keep this rock and roll show going for at least another hour, maybe two. But first, as always, I've got an important message to tell you at the top of the hour.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Should you be in here?
Good afternoon. This is DJ Chris Wired. Thanks for joining me today. You just heard 24-Hour Party People by the Happy Mondays, which means this hour we are going to listen to the music of Madchester. That's right, the Manchester music scene, circa late 80s, early 90s. We have a bunch of great stuff here today that we're going to listen to, some Stone Roses, some Inspiral Carpets. We'll venture outside of Manchester a bit for some other bands like The Farm. It should be all good stuff. And, you know, if you're curious on what Anatomy of the Year is, let me tell you about it right now. WRCT proudly presents Anatomy of the Ear. This weekend, our annual celebration of obscure genres everywhere. Thursday through Sunday, join us from 3 p.m. into the late hours of the night for back-to-back specials of genres you never knew you were missing. Listen at 88.3 FM or on our website, wrct.org, where you can find our full schedule for this weekend. And I can tell you right now, there's some good stuff coming up today, even though today's the last day. We have Southern Soul, Philly Soul, City Pop, Korean Trap, Russian Doomer. I got to listen in because I'm not even sure what all these things are. So I'm going to have to go check it out. Anyway, let's get back, though, to Madchester. This band, Stone Roses, they were probably one of the, between them, Happy Mondays, maybe the Charlatans were probably the most well-known of those bands. So this is a song off their first album, I Wanna Be Adored.
Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, the impacts of climate disruption are not theoretical, they are happening. Those already worst off are facing the worst of it, and those who profit from it continue to profit. There are finer points, but that's reality. And it's fair to measure journalism not by its cleverness or demonstrated balance between the voices of power players, because when it comes to climate change, power players are the problem, but by the justice they do to that reality. As national leaders meet at COP26 in Glasgow to discuss ways to confront the already unfolding disaster, the Washington Post is suggesting U.S. readers celebrate, what's this? The Transportation Department's Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration's decision to finalize a rule extending federal pipeline safety standards to more than 400,000 miles of currently unregulated onshore gathering lines. You can acknowledge that certain steps are good without thereby suggesting that they are within shouting distance of enough when it comes to climate change. We'll talk about comparing what's happening to what needs to happen with environmental scientist and advocate and longtime climate conference participant and observer Michael K. Dorsey. Also on the show, in the wake of horrifying front page photos from September, the Biden administration says that the U.S. Border Patrol will no longer use horses to round up Haitian asylum seekers they are flushing out of makeshift shelters to send back over the border into Mexico without the opportunity to present their case about the dangers they've spent, in many cases, years trying to escape. That may cut down on horrifying front page photos, which is why it's all the more important to ask what's actually changing with regard to U.S. policy toward Haitian refugees. We'll talk about that with Nikesa Opoti, Communications Director at the Black Alliance for Just Immigration. That's coming up, but first we'll take a quick look back at some recent press. With the release of the latest dire report from the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the Washington Post published a strongly worded editorial with the headline, "Climate Doubters Lose One of Their Last Remaining Arguments." The board argued that those who say we shouldn't force economic disruption because warming might not be as bad as some fear have now lost one of their last arguments. The IPCC report demonstrates that experts are more certain than ever that dire consequences are coming, the board says, which rules out the benign warming scenarios doubters insisted were still possible. So, ask Julie Holler for FAIR.org, why does the Post continue to publish columns that promote that debunked denialist argument? The day after the editorial, longtime Post columnist George Will threw doubt on the IPCC report with a piece headed, "With a Closer Look, Certainty About the Existential Climate Threat Melts Away." Will relied on arguments from the latest darling of climate deniers, Steve Koonin, a former BP chief scientist and undersecretary for science in Obama's Energy Department. Koonin featured in another recent denialist Post column, a guest essay from